Zeichen wie Yaseren und das los in Ibram Bezellem. Chaviv Adam in Ibram Bezellem. Chaviv is precious or endearment. That is Nivra B'Tzelem, and there's an added aspect of Chiba, of this love relationship, that is informed that is Nivra B'Tzelem. Shenemar, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Ose Es Ha'Adam. Because we were told in the Pasuk, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Ose Es Ha'Adam. Chavivim Yisrael Shenikra Bonim L'Makom. Precious is Klal Yisrael, that they called Bonim L'Makom, they called sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two things. First of all, you created B'Tzelem, and second of all, you bonim. Harambam mefarish es kavanas hamishnah shechibah yaseira imash yodir lanu kosh boch shenachnu bonim. What's this added chibah? It's very nice that you created B'Tzelem, and it's very nice that you bonim Hashem l'tem lokecho. But the Mishnah is telling you there's an added dimension of chibiyah because you told about it. You know, not just are you my son, but I told you you're my son. Wow, that's even, what's going on here? There's the Rambam. Hoidazu mevio etanu le'ayin b'mahus hakesha. This knowledge that you have brings you to investigate in depth the essence of this relationship in chibah shel bonim atem shel mekeichem. Munyonim anu lahavin ma'im aloseinu al pnei kol yeshvei tevel shegam haim nivra b'tzelem elokim. Everybody was created b'tzelem elokim, pashtus, at a certain level. Ose l'shim b'tzelem elokim, bore l'shim b'tzelem elokim, not. But also, ki b'tzelem elokim ose es ha'adam, l'choy is talking about everybody. So what's this added dimension that we have over every else that was created b'tzelem elokim? That we have this added dimension called bonim. V'nei chilu godol kayim, v'nei yachas shemanik melech lavodov, l'nei nisov l'ezroche artsoy, l'nei yachas shemanik av lebnoy. There's a very big difference in the relationship that a king has with his servants and his ministers and the general populace compared to the relationship that a father has with his son. The relationship that a melech has to his servants is one of kovod and memsholim. There's a certain way you have to behave when you're with a king. There are certain protocols that are required and expected when somebody's in a relationship with a king. A person's pogayin the kovod of the melech. Even in the slightest bit, he's chayv misa. I feel in his solemn shalom lemelech, or a scorer shmoy shelo, be kol a covered or imachayv misa. You don't say shalom to the melech, or you say shalom to him. You're not supposed to say shalom, or you don't give him biduk the exact covered that's magiyim at this time. You don't bow properly. You don't walk out backwards. Whatever. There's a whole thick book like this. How you have to behave with the melech, and if you don't get it right, you get killed. As kovod ha-melech mechayev his yochsus miyuchedes b'mino v'dikto grav. Enormous thought goes into the relationship you have with the melech. You can't just do whatever you want when you're hanging around the king. Zoyz v'oyed ha-yachas adoni ben ha-melech la-vodoy kaim rak kol oyed evet zemu sharesis ha-intris shel ha-melucha. This relationship only exists as long as he's an evet and he's the melech. If the Eved would get sick and lose his job, there's no more relationship between the Melech and the Eved anymore, other than the pension he gets, if he would get a pension. If the king stops being the king, then there's no relationship anymore between a king and an Eved. It's only, the relationship's defined by the fact that you serving me and I'm the king. If he would stop serving the king, he wouldn't be able to get into the palace and take his ID card away. They take it away when he loses his job. He can't even get near the palace. Now he can go into the king's bedroom and he can make the king's bed. And tomorrow he can't even get into the palace. Zeyachashel yira v'chenem ha-melech sh'moichel ha-kfoida ein kfoida moichel v'amareches yechisim zu ein biturim klal. And the melech's not even allowed to be mevater in his covert. He can't even say to David, it's fine, but you know, with me and you and me, we can hang out, we can have a good time. You're not allowed to. Okay. Melech's not a bimoichel and he's covered. The relationship between a father and a son should be very different. First of all, his family. And that can never end. We mentioned last year, you can never stop being a son and you can never stop being a father. No matter what happens, you're always his father and you're always his son. The relationship can get as bad as you want. You can conjure up the worst case scenario, but you're still the father and you're still the son. Gami ye ben lo yutzlach, o ben sh'ayni roi le klum, aviv yeshgiach alav ka'el bebas einai. Father guards the son like the pupil of his eye. Ve'yayi v'tov v'kol matzav v'kol zman. It's an unconditional love. If the Eved would take a bit of sushi off the king's plate and eat from it, the mamash mutiny, outrage. Chazal used the following marshal. You had a very rich man who had a son. Sometimes I'm from school and there's this beautiful feast laid out in front of the father. On a fast day, he gives us this. The father takes a piece and he gives it to the child. The boy says, "No, I don't want what's on the plate, I want what's in your mouth." So what is it? He gives it to him. Lama. He gives it to him from his own mouth. Why? Because he's beloved. Obviously, it's a marshal. Where do we get the learning, the Torah that we're learning? Where does that come from? I don't want it from this, I don't want it from there, I don't want it from you yourself, Hashem, from your mouth. Anyone who's learning Torah is considered Hashem's beloved child. He's mamash learning Torah from Hashem. When you sit down to learn Torah, Hashem starts teaching you. You have a chavrusa with Hashem. Kapshutoy. Ki Hashem yiten chochma. Mipiv da'asu tfuna. So that's a relationship between a father and a son. Completely different set of rules. We all know that the love that a father has for a son breaks all rules. They're mamash living a life together. What this one lives off, this one lives off. They're eating off the same plate. And there's no rules of malchus here. None of all the protocols and chivalries and rules and ethics of kingship. There's another difference. If somebody would be pogaya, one of the king's servants, even mamash, he's closest ever that he could find. The melech would be very upset. He would also do whatever he needed in order to try and protect the Eved. He would send out one of his troops to go deal with it or whatever. At kan, he'd do what he could, but zeo, he's not going to lose sleep over it. Someone would pogay in your child, you got nuts. The kid comes home and he tells you, the Rebbe hit me. Oh, boom, that's it. You break all the rules. He'll do anything to save his child. Anything. His kid's gone off to South America, off to the army, hiking there, whatever. He disappears, whatever. He'll pay for helicopters to go look for him. Hundreds and thousands of dollars. One of the biggest insurance games in this country today. Your son's going off to South America, you don't know what's going to happen to him, whatever. So you insure, you take an insurance policy. So if anything happens to him, they're sending the troops to go get him out. the Chochme Chel, with the accidents that are happening at the bridge. Accidents every day happening at the bridge. So what do? They have a big meeting. All the Chochmim get together to decide what to do. So they decide to build a hospital at the foot of the bridge. That'll solve the problem. It's the same year. Trying to find a way to stop them going to South America. Maybe make more sense. Anyway. What happened to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Utaves Paraloid says Bnei B'chayir Yisrael. Kosh Bochum Kaviyochum went out of his mind. He went bananas, so to speak. That's what you're doing to my kids? Look what he did. Look what he did to Mitzrayim. You mess with my kids, you know what was left of Mitzrayim? Nothing. The nation in the world. You heard how loud Hashem spoke? Bnei B'chayir Yisrael, you're messing with my only child. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shidded es kol mareches ha-teva ha-yitzvetanu misham. Hashem turned the whole natural order of the world upside down, which he doesn't usually do. Hashem doesn't like doing that. Hashem has plenty natural tools in order to wake you up. Heard of hurricanes? It's a natural thing. It's a whole mussar shmuz. Who were the hurricanes for, by the way?
For us.
It's a posik in Chumash somewhere. When Hashem punishes the goyim, the pasuk says, "When Hashem yisoru ha'umois v'yisrael loymed musa." Klal Yisrael can learn musa from it. It's a loud musa shmuz. As Hashem didn't have to turn the world upside down, but you mess with my only child, to heck with hurricanes, dam, tzvadeya, kinim, choshev letzayin ki lemarot ha'im eliyil. You know, there was once a flood. Many years ago, we'll work out now how many years ago it was, in the Mississippi Delta, there was a terrible flood. Thousands and thousands of people were left homeless. The Chofetz Chaim heard about it in Radin. Some are not on the same day. I don't know what it took from the news to get from Mississippi to Radin in those days. Radin wasn't a metro, you know, sort of a commercial center. It was a little shtetl. The Chofetz Chaim heard about it. He declared a fast in Radin. There's a flood in the Mississippi Delta, I don't know, many months ago. Chofetz Chaim heard about it and declared a fast in Radin. How many of us thought that the hurricane had something to do with us? Or the earthquake in Mexico, or the fires in California, or it got something to do with me, Michael Shualai? It has nothing to do with anybody else but me. This relationship between a father and a son, as we mentioned, is imperative. There's no way to change this relationship. Even though this relationship is completely not changeable, a father's a father and a son's a son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves open space where we do have a certain bechira in this relationship. What is this space, this bechira that Hashem leaves us in this Av Ben relationship? What kind of son do you want to be? You're his son that you can't change. He's your father that you can't change. What kind of a son do you want to be? That's the choice we have, as we'll explain now in length. In Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us, revealed all his qualities, and revealed something special about us. You're not just considered children. You're a ben bechor, bnei bechayri Yisrael. Well, what's the unique quality of being a bechor? As the Maral Mevar Shemal is ben bechor, he heyesi ben yochid. What's a bechor? The bechor is the only child you're going to have that's going to be a ben yochid, because the second child's not a ben yochid anymore. The bechor for a certain period of time is an only child. You're going to have one bechor. The Maharal says this, all complaints to him. This is terrifying news. But everybody is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's only child. How's what logical?
How is it logical that a child that gets born is the family, the firstborn is the yuffie for a short time and somehow we're
better? Yeah. Hashem calls us Bnei Bechori Yisrael. What's the unique quality of a Bechor is that he's a yochid.
So we don't have another nation to be brothers.
So therefore every Jew is a yochid. Boy and Ben of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bnei Bechori Yisrael. What's the message of Bechor? That you're a Yochid. And therefore you're a Kodesh Baruch Hu's only child.
Because there's no other people besides the Jewish people.
Because there's nobody else except you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world.
Your individualness.
Ein oid milvadoi. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There is nothing in the world other than you and Hashem. Bnei Bechori Yisrael, you are my only child. That means there is nothing other than you and me in the world. That's what Hashem's telling you here. You want logic? It's the most logical thing when you're dealing with an infinite God. There's nothing more logical when you're dealing with an infinite God that there is nothing in the world other than Him. How do I happen to be here then? That's the miracle. That's the ness of the Bria that you actually exist in the face of an infinite Creator. That's a sugya in Kabbalah called the Tzimtzum, which you and I don't understand. Maybe you do, I don't. We don't have to understand it. We have to accept the fact that there is nothing in the world other than me and Hashem. What does it mean? Ein oid milvado. It's a mitzvah, asay deraisa, to believe that. It's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Rambam says it mefurash. Ben Yochid, he shutef tevi lekol ha-shi'ifes v'atechniyei shel aviv. An only child is a partner, a natural partner with a father in every one of the partner's desires and ritzoinus and plans and all the secrets of the father. As we mentioned many times here, shutfim Hashem, we shutfim with Hashem in the Bria. We're the ones that are going to makayim and fulfill and close the circle on the Bria. V'kosh Baruch Hu Mosiv V'den is called Ginuzei V'atzorsof. Hashem gives us all these treasure houses and all these storehouses. Ugaloshem Chazal, Kaben Yochid She'oviv Hashlitu Bekol Genozov. In the Raya Menusa, in Chele Gimel, in Bahar, Kavro Yechide Da Ashil To'oviv Bekol Genozov. Like an only son that the father gives complete control over all his treasure houses to. That's Klal Yisrael with Hashem. When did He give us the keys to His treasure houses? No. At Hasinai, He gave us the keys to all the secrets of the universe. Havaimer, Lekol Yudin Nitne Koiches Liyesholet Beginze Amelech. Every Jew has been given the power to rule over the Ginze Amelech. Molcho Sheloilam. The melech of our world, ubiyachol teloitzi min hakoyach lepoel, is tchunais haben yichidi sheboy, and he has the ability to actualize this tchuna that he has inside of himself called ben yochid. V'dovet talu bebechiros haishis, and it's up to you. It's up to you. You have bechira now. What kind of a son do you want to be? V'kol hanagei yetzias Mitzrayim keneged arba bonim dibrei Torah. We all know that there's four sons that come to the Seder, yeah? Everybody's been to Pesach Seder? Yeah, there's Arba Bonim. I got news for you, there's a fifth one. The one who never made it to the Seder. Yetzias Mitzrayim lo yeseh shova b'kol. Vayu arba revodim b'bnei Yisrael. Vayu kamu ka'elu sheim b'b'chines ha'ben ha'chamishi she'enu megiyah klal l'leila seder. There were different levels. Four different levels of Klal Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim. And then the fifth one who never came out b'chlal. Hu ha'ben she'enu reitzel etzet mi Mitzrayim. There was 80% of Klal Yisrael who didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. Tov lo sham v'u gam nisha sham b'poel. It was good for him there and he stayed there. We know that 80% of Klal Yisrael didn't come out of Mitzrayim. They died during the Makkah of Choshech. and they never came out, and they stayed there. But Ibrahim Chazal HaKadoshim, in the Midrash in Tanchuma, Anu Moitzim Dova Pela, it says, okay, we'll just go through this, and we'll do this. This is a lot of interesting mathematics, so we'll have to do this in one sitting. V'chamushim Ola B'nai Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim armed. What's the word for armed? Chamushim. Says the Midrash, Echad Michamisho. One in five. Chamushim, from the word Chamushim, which is Chamesh, we learn out that they came out one in five. V'yesh Oimrim Echad Michamishim. Another opinion says one in 50. Yesh Oimrim Echad Michamesh Meot. One says one in 500. Rabbi Nahura Oime Ha'uvde Lo Echad Michamesh Esalafim. One in 5,000. So you can take your pick. The problem is there's no machlokes here.
So, for instance, if there were 10 billion Jews in Mitzrayim?
You can do the statistics yourself. I'm just saying what the Midrash says. You have to understand the Midrash first.
5 billion Jews.
First, you have to understand the Midrash. You can't start drawing conclusions about a Midrash until you've understood it properly. Let's first see what the Midrash is talking about. First of all, there's no machlokes in Midrashim. Every one of these opinions is true. Now we have to understand what's pshat in the Midrash. There's no machlokes in Metzias. Chazal never argued about something that is in Metzias. Just go take the video and count how many people were there. It says it's right. What's the problem? We're not arguing about how many people came out, how many died in Choshech. Ask your Boba. She was there. She'll tell you. Never a machlokes in Metzias, and never a machlokes about sugyas like this. In Halacha there's machlokes in, but never a machlokes in Metzias. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Both, all these four opinions are 100% true. How many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4 opinions. V'imkayim nishalis hashayla keitzat tisparash machleikas hu. How do you explain this machleikas? V'imyachat kasher nira sheyesh kan machleikas b'metzias. When we see there's a machleikas in Metzias, how many people came out of Mitzrayim? It's a machleikas in Metzias. You're not allowed to argue about that. So you have to understand, Metz Hashem, as I said, this is a... We need a whole sitting for this. This is Moedikapshat, what happened there. We normally hit this round about Pesach time, but then our timing's bad this year.
Make a note of this again before Pesach.
All right, there's a lot of sugis.